are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, I warned you. Pop quiz today. Pop quiz. I warned you. All right, I need to know that you guys are listening to the show. Stop it. Stop the griping. Come on, get your pencils out. Pop quiz. I told you guys. I mean, how many times do I have to... It's not a pop quiz if I have to warn you. I've been warning you guys, like, for the last 3 weeks, we're going to do a pop quiz. Even on Facebook, I even gave you guys a heads up. So come on, get your pencils out. What do you mean there's no driving and riding laws? Pull the car over. Pop quiz. Come on, people. Ready? Okay. This generation, really. Hurry up. Okay? Pop quiz. Number one. You better answer these correctly. There better not be any cheating either. No, you can't ask your wife next to you. Number one, if a president does poorly in a presidential debate, is it due to A, altitude sickness, B, jet lag, or C, lack of teleprompter? Okay? Do I need to repeat the question? If a president does poorly in a presidential debate, is it due to altitude sickness, jet lag, or lack of teleprompter? No, you cannot Google teleprompter. It's not a vitamin. Number two, which part of the body... This pop quiz is going quickly. I don't care if you're moving too slow. Sharpen your pen. Take out a new pencil if it's not sharpened. Number two, which body part has been known to rupture while viewing a stripper at a strip club? Is it A, your amygdala, and you all should know that, B, bladder, or C, eyeball? Which body part has been known to rupture while viewing a stripper at a strip club? Is it your amygdala? Is it your bladder or your eyeball? Okay, number three. True or false? This is an easy one. Vitamin C can prevent a cold. True or false? Don't be saying the answer out loud. Other people can hear. Come on, write it down. Write it down. Number four. What are the most common baby names to kids born in Las Vegas? Listen carefully. Okay, what are the most common baby names to kids born in Las Vegas? Is it A, Anthony for a boy and Sophia for a girl? Is it B, Garth for a boy, Celine for a girl? Is it C, Donnie for a boy, Marie for a girl? Or D, Elvis for a boy, Charo for a girl? What are the most common baby names to kids born in Las Vegas? And number five, true or false? Applying ice to one's penis post-op will never cause frostbite and eventual amputation. True or false? Applying ice to one's penis post-operatively will never cause frostbite and eventual amputation. Okay. All right. Do you guys have all your answers? No. No comparing answers. Okay, here we go. Let's go back. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I warned you guys I was going to give you a pop quiz. I need to know you guys to listen to the show during the week. Okay, so number one, if a president does poorly in a presidential debate, is it due to altitude sickness? No. Is it due to jet lag? No. The answer was C, due to lack of teleprompter. Sorry. Sorry, I wasn't supposed to laugh at that. Okay, yeah, altitude sickness has never, in the history of politics, caused an issue during a presidential debate. I don't know what Al Gore is pulling out of his retroperitoneum with that one. You know what blows my mind? What blows my mind with that? Okay, if President Obama did poorly in the debate, and everyone's trying to blame, is it the altitude? Is it the jet lag? Oh, he was hypo-oxygenated, somebody said. You know, if a woman, right, became president, she would be expected to run the country on her period, having endometriosis, having nipple discharge, yet the president here has to, I mean, gets a bow out because he could be a little hypo-oxygenated. Come on. Honestly, if our president, God forbid, is shot, let's say in the arm or leg, right, and he still has his mentation and faculties, he still has to be able to run the country. If we're in the middle of war, right, and he's hiding down in a bunker, he still is our commander-in-chief. He's got to be able to make decisions. This is who we elected. We elected a man who, under phenomenal pressure, can run this country. And if the Democrats are going to say that, oh, boo-hoo, he had a little altitude sickness, boo-hoo, please, Man up. Get some cojones. Get some ovaries. Number two, which body part has been known to rupture while viewing a stripper at a strip club? It's not the amygdala and it's not the eyeball, bladder. We have a case where someone is suing the strip club because the stripper landed on the groom who was watching the dance and ruptured the bladder. True or false? Vitamin C can prevent a cold. No, vitamin C has not been shown to prevent a cold. Answer is false. Yeah. If you listened to the show, you would have gotten the answer right. Pay attention, people. False. Vitamin C does not prevent a cold, but it could shorten it. Okay, we'll talk about that really quickly later in the show. The most common baby names to kids born in Las Vegas, Garth and Celine, no. Donnie and Marie, no. Elvis and Charo, no. No, I do not know any boys and girls named Elvis and Charo born in the city of Las Vegas. But Anthony for a boy, Sophia for a girl. I'll say most common girl names are Sophia, Emma, Madison, and for boys, it's like Anthony and Michael. All right, so that's kind of interesting. And then true or false, applying ice to one's penis postoperatively will never cause frostbite and eventual amputation. That's false. Remember, with your true or false questions, whenever somebody has all or never in the question, it doesn't even matter if you understand the question or not. Just write false. Okay, all or never is a giveaway that the answer is false. But we do have a veteran who is suing the federal government because he had a penis surgery for circumcision and I think a penile implant. The nurse applied ice for over 19 hours. I don't know how that could have happened. And unfortunately, the gentleman had frostbite, incurred frostbite, and then had to have his penis amputated at least 5 inches of it. So, yeah, applying ice to one's penis, if not done correctly, could cause amputation and frostbite. Okay, you're not so bad. How'd you guys do? 1 out of 5. Come on, people. Really? You better start listening to my show. You know, my show, I air 9 to noon Pacific time live every day, Monday through Friday, every day. You guys could have easily passed. Is it really 1 out of 5? Gosh, detention. That's what we're going to do. All right, don't go away. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Taking your questions and giving you the medical news. Don't go away. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDOLLY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDOLLY3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.46, $906.73 for a half ounce, or $453.36 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.46, $906.73, and $453.36.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Oh yeah. All right, guys. All right, we are bad to the bone. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Look for me next year on an episode of Pawn Stars. We did some filming this week. Not allowed to talk too much about it, but I am allowed to say that look for me. We will probably be airing it, or they will probably be airing it. Look, I'm already acting like I'm part of the group. Yeah. Probably, I think, after January 2013. So hopefully we'll have a new president, and hopefully you'll see my show on Pawn Stars, or my episode on Pawn Stars. All right. A lot to talk about. Big thank you, by the way, to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. We all know that Kyle is very, very cuddly. All right, so everybody give Kyle a quick cuddle, mental cuddle. Kyle needs cuddles today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know there are plenty other choices, and I know usually by default you guys get stuck on the radio station that I air on, but I really appreciate you not turning it off. Thank you. Thank you very much. Don't forget that when you guys are fiddling around on Facebook a little bit later, you could find the Dr. Dahlia Show. Just search Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. It's always nice to see who's listening to the show. Always nice to know that there is somebody out there that actually does listen. And please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Don't forget, we are still booking the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. That is going to be coming up next. We're talking 8 months from now, actually. I think we're 8 months away from the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. Rooms are booking up pretty quickly. And then after a while, the cruise ship says, you know what, you got to give us whatever rooms you have booked back because we could sell them for double. So make sure you go to the website, check that out. It is booking like mad. And my website is at drdahlia.com. All right, so many of us have been kind of watching this whole meningitis steroid case or multiple cases now, kind of in fear, right? Because a lot of us have received steroid injections in our back, and now we have 47 cases, at least 5 deaths of people who acquired a meningitis infection by a fungus when they were injected with a steroid into their back for back injections for back pain. Now, this has scared the living daylights out of a lot of us because we're wondering how in heaven's name could this have happened. I guess another case now involves somebody from Minnesota. Again, 5 people have died from this, and this is a very, very odd case of meningitis. Most meningitis cases that we see are viral and bacterial. And I went into great lengths earlier this week about it. So I won't, for those of you that, you know, listen to podcasts and, you know, listen to my show diligently, don't worry. I'm not going to go back through that. But, you know, just to quickly summarize, and for those of you that ever miss my shows, you could always download the Dr. Dahlia app on Android. Apple app is coming out soon, or just go to my website. It'll connect you to archives, et cetera, because we cover so much information during the week, and I can only bullet it on the weekend show. But, you know, basically meningitis is an infection of the meninges, which is a lining of the brain. And when there's viral and bacterial meningitis cases, many of them can be fatal. And many of them are extremely contagious, which is why now we have a meningitis vaccine that we give college students before they go to college. Because if you're in, you know, closed situations, closed spaces, etc., it's very easy to pass this. Now, this, though, type of meningitis that we're talking about with the fungus is not supposedly contagious airborne. This was a fungus that was directly injected into these people's spines. And how the heck did this fungus get in there? Well, they trace it back to the compounding pharmacy. They believe this happened at the compounding pharmacy level. And the compounding pharmacies, I think it's the New England Compounding Center in Framingham, Massachusetts, they aren't as FDA watched and supervised as the individual drugs that are used. Now, if I remember correctly, we talked about this a couple years ago. There was some sort of contamination that occurred with a medication, and they linked it to a fungus on the sink. And I'm wondering if that's what the CDC needs to do. Go to this company's lab and check out their sinks, because this almost stinks to high heaven of a previous case where there was some sort of contamination of a medication at a compounding pharmacy, and it was fungus on the sink or and up into the faucet in the lab. You know, you could do things under, you know, aseptic technique as much as you can, but if something gets, you know, if you are in a contaminated room, you really decrease your chances of doing things. Now, how to keep something completely aseptic? Septic is dirty, aseptic is sterile, all right? Okay, no sept, all right? We don't want sept in there. So when they compound things, there's ways to compound things without opening up the vials and mix them, right? You could have 2 sterile vials. You could clean them off with alcohol. You can take the steroid. You know, a lot of these steroid injections, you have Marcaine, you have methylprednisolone. Methylprednisolone was a type of steroid they used with this. And basically, you can aspirate with a sterile needle, sterilizing the top of the vial. Aspirate out the lidocaine or the Marcaine or whatever type of cane you want to use. You mix it in with the steroid, you shake it up, or you aspirate the steroid, mix it up, whatever, okay? My guess is this compounding pharmacy pre-mixed the stuff. So all you had to do was suck out the aspirate out. We aren't supposed to use the word suck in medicine. We're supposed to use the word aspirate. Aspirate out the medicine. The only thing is that kind of confuses me is I'm not too sure if that's what they do, because usually your canes are stored in acid, hydrochloric acid, and it's a way to keep the longevity of the medication, and I don't know if the steroid would mess with that. I'm not a pharmacist. Some of you pharmacists out there would probably know more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY if you want to chime in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But for, you know, the case is, they did some sort of compounding, and a fungus, the Aspergillus, and actually another one, Exorohylum. Have you guys heard of Exorohylum? You haven't? Darn. I don't know what that is. All right, anyway, so we have these two funguses that apparently got into the mixture somehow. So we have 29 cases now of meningitis, fungal meningitis, because this was injected into the back. When you inject it to the back, you have your cerebral spinal fluid, which could very easily transmit anything that gets in there up into the brain. It's a nice pathway, kind of like in Finding Nemo, the, you know, the current. Right, that, you know, the IAC, yeah, it's kind of like an IAC, all right? It could be injected into the disc spaces. It all depends on what type of back injection you get. You could get a facet injection. You could get a intervertebral injection. There's a variety of different injections that they do, all right? But they basically go into the back, kind of like a spinal, like most spinal injections, and anything that gets injected could get into the cerebral spinal fluid, and that ends up going up to the brain. If you get an infection in the brain, your symptoms are, could be headache, could be severe neck pain, fever, nausea, vomiting. A big thing they aren't discussing in the news is something called photophobia, where you do not want to look at the light. When you have an infection in the brain, looking at the light could trigger a very malicious response. I mean, you are so hypersensitive. How I identify a meningitis patient is they don't want to get out of the car to see me. All right, now you think most of my patients don't want to see me, but these people literally don't want to get out of the car because they're going to have to bend their neck to get out of the car. All right, it's not even the back pain. They don't want to move their neck. If they have to move their neck, it's excruciating pain. That is a hallmark sign of possible meningitis, which is why any suspect of meningitis, you got to call 911. Go to the hospital. You don't want to mess with it. So from what we understand now, five people have died in total, 3 in Tennessee, 1 in Virginia, 1 in Maryland. 47 people have contracted the disease. We have 29 people affected in Tennessee. Let me see. Virginia has 6, Indiana 3, Maryland, Florida, 1 in North Carolina, and news just in, another one now in Minnesota. Now, they have recalled 17,700 of the single-dose vials of the steroids. Apparently, 75 facilities in 23 states could have used this. Again, many of us, now remember, many of your doctors do not use the compounding pharmacies. Just ask your doctor, all right? You know, and you would usually get symptoms within a couple weeks. So if you had a back injection 2 years ago, I wouldn't worry, okay? This is something that's extremely recent. The doses were given between, from what I remember, this really happened in July of this year. All right, but they say any of the doses given between July and September would be the specific time frame that they would be looking for. So what does this mean? I think the FDA needs to, you know, take a peek at these compounding pharmacies a little closer, and we really need to go after the sinks. If you see fungus, like an aspergillus, you got to go where it's wet. Now, yes, a lot of the ceiling tiles can hold fungus. There could be mold or fungus anywhere in the lab or where they compound these. But I just remember the previous case where this happened. I wish I could remember a little bit more specifically what that involved. It was the fungus up in the faucet. So, now, I mean, in general, meningitis from fungus is extremely rare, and this type is not contagious. But just know your symptoms of meningitis, any fever, neck pain, headache, nausea, vomiting, get yourself to a hospital. Just do not mess with it. And if you think you're going to be stuck in the waiting room, all right, tell them, look, I don't want to be stuck in the waiting room because I think I have meningitis and I don't want to give it to anybody. Oh, no, meningitis case. Oh, okay, room 7 is clear, and they'll get you back in. That's how you do it. Now, don't be, no. Okay, you got a sprained ankle. Don't be trying to use this meningitis play. No. They'll kick your butts out. They'll make you wait. They'll do some passive-aggressive stuff. But if you think you got meningitis, don't be sitting there in the waiting room. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier, and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world. Camel Milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
I just realized that we're already into the fall. I didn't even go to the beach this summer. Yeah, that was a rough summer. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. That would have been nice to go to the beach. Man, I can't believe I'm, you know, it's, well, you live in Las Vegas, you just, you know, you gotta go somewhere to go to the beach. Yeah, you gotta drive to California. Oh, what are you gonna do? All right, thank you all for joining us. Big thanks to all of you, for tuning in. We know you are listening coast to coast. We got a new affiliate in New Jersey as well. I want to welcome you all there. I need to talk about this, one antidepressant that's being pulled off the shelves really quickly. Some of you have been taking Wellbutrin. When Wellbutrin went generic a few years back, everybody was excited. But some people were saying, Dr. Dahlia, this just doesn't seem to be as good as the real thing. Everybody calls brand name the real thing, right? Remember Coca-Cola? Oh, remember they tried to mess around with Coca-Cola back in the 80s? right? And then they had to come up with a Coca-Cola Classic. Oh, that was probably the biggest cluster with what were they? Coca-Cola Classic. What was that? They tried to reformulate the Coca-Cola formula, right, after decades, and then they had to go, no, we'll go back to the real thing. Sorry, guys, go back to Coca-Cola Classic. So, you had two types of Coca-Cola, and you didn't know which one to buy. Anyway, Teva Pharmaceuticals has announced to yank the entire generic version of Wellbutrin XL that has been on the market for the last few years, because what we understand is it releases its medication in a completely different speed than the original brand name Wellbutrin. Now, from what I understand, I think within the first 2 hours, the generic form of the Wellbutrin XL releases, I believe in the first 2 hours, like 35%. Now, this is supposed to be an extended release medication throughout the whole day. So they're going to take it off the market, from what I understand, start over. So you will not be able to get generic Wellbutrin, from what I understand, for a while. You'll have to get the brand name. But this is just another example how generics really don't always equal brand name. You know, a lot of us like to think we do. Now, many people are going to tell me, I do fine. And I've had many people do fine on the medication. They get the medication they need. And mind you, the Wellbutrin is one of the more popular antidepressants because it doesn't sedate you and numb you like the SSRIs do. The SSRIs, like your Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, Lexapro, Cymbalta, those medications are very good for anxiety. They're very good for kind of calming you down a little bit, making you feel like you don't have too much stuff on your plate, you know, help you with burnout. A lot of us, as we age, we lose our serotonin. These medications I use practically for everything but depression. You know, because sometimes with these medications, if you're in a funk, it can put you a little bit more into a funk, which is why some of them have been related to cases of suicide. Because if you are put more into a funk, then that doesn't seem to help your depression, unless you have a low serotonin-induced type depression where you need the serotonin lift to get you out of your depression, all right? It takes a very good clinician to figure out what the hell you need. Now, the Wellbutrin, on the other hand, it doesn't really affect the serotonin directly. It more stimulates your epinephrine and your dopamine. So this medication is my drug of choice for a person in a funk. If you have depression, if you don't want to get out of the bed in the morning, if you don't want to turn on the Dr. Dahlia show, something's wrong with you. And you're in a funk, you're unmotivated, you're depressed, you really don't want to go on with your life, I wouldn't grab the Zoloft for you. I would probably do a Wellbutrin. And I've had many people, even with the generic, with its, untimely release, still say they do fine. So it's not going to kill you if you took the medication, but we do need to have more of a predictable means in which this medicine is being released. Now, this is, like I said, an example of why brand names and generics aren't equal. And there's a lot more supervision over the brand names than there are the generics. But keep in mind, we could extend this conversation now to these over-the-counter supplements. Okay? When somebody says they are taking a supplement, I'm not anti-supplement. I think complementary medicine, alternative medicine, adjuncts to pharmaceuticals, alternatives to pharmaceuticals, I'm game. I think that's great. My only problem is I can't tell you what the hell you're taking. I have no idea how it's being dosed, how it's being released, because nobody's really supervising it. For some people, that could be life or death. For other people, it could be no big thing. Ain't no thing like a chicken wing. So at that point, I would say, really discuss with your doctor if the type of medicine you're taking is something that is safe for you. Like, for example, many of you are on the red rice yeast, red rice yeast, okay, for cholesterol lowering. It works. And the reason why it works is it acts like a statin. These statin medications that we use all the time pharmaceutical-wise, Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, etc. The problem is I have no idea, how it's going to react with grapefruit juice. I have no idea how it releases. I have no idea how much you're taking over the counter. I can't equate it. I know what I'm dealing with a 20-milligram Lipitor pill. All right, I'm very comfortable. I know from the 5-milligram Crestor, I'm extremely comfortable. I kind of know what you're getting. And based on your liver enzymes and your liver status, I'm pretty comfortable knowing what I'm doing with those medications. When you're saying you're pulling that red rice yeast off the off the counter. I know it works. I've seen it lower your cholesterol. I just don't know what the heck you're getting, and so I can't comment on it. Well, Dr. Dahl, you sure are commenting a lot right now. Fine. Quit being a smart aleck. But listen, if we don't know as a clinician what exactly you're getting, we can't recommend it. It's not that we're anti these things. I think a lot of these things are cool. All right, I like the whole garlic idea, you know, with an olive oil with lowered cholesterol. I'm not a big fan of garlic pills, but if you want to stick cloves of your, you know, in your mouth of garlic because you think it helps your cholesterol, I dig that kind of stuff. We know that the Italian and the Mediterranean diet does pretty good for people. So there's a lot to this. It's just if I can't quantitate, I can't really support. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you guys know that gas prices are now up to $5 a gallon in California? Did you guys know that? Some of you guys in California, what do you got? What's going on over there? I also hear there's lines. I hear that there's lines, like 70s, 1970s style gas lines going on down there. Now, the average price of gas in California is $4.49 a gallon. Apparently, it jumped 32 cents from the average. The national average is $3.79 a gallon, but some places in California are now feeling five. I knew this would happen. We all did. Okay, remember, the 70s were kind of rough. We were waiting for gas lines at the pump. So, I got to go to California for a talkers conference. Oh, I better gas up. I better store some. You know what? I got a couple of Big Gulps cups that were never thrown out. I'll just empty out the rest of the soda, and I'll fill those up with gas because I don't know if I want to spend the money. I'll just, you know, load up with gas, fill up in Nevada, and see if I can make it. All right, let's talk about strip clubs here. Now, a man in Philadelphia, apparently he was celebrating his bachelor party. And he went to, which nightclub was it? I can't remember. But anyway, this occurred back in November 2010. So the friends bought a bachelor package. I think it's like $140 a person. They get a private room for a couple hours, a private waitress, open bar. And then I guess they, you know, do whatever with the dances. I'm not sure. I don't really go to strip clubs. But apparently, this one dancer, quote unquote, shimmied up the pole and from a great height, launched herself down onto his abdomen. He felt severe pain. I don't know if a heel ruptured. I don't think a heel ruptured his groin. I think it might have been a knee or an elbow or an amygdala. I don't know what hit him. But from what I understand, the boom caused the groom to have severe pain that he and his friends left. The next day, he goes to the hospital, and he's diagnosed with a ruptured bladder. Now, I've never danced in a strip club, okay? So I don't really know what the movements or the choreography is, but I didn't know that you're supposed to jump onto the person. I mean, I understand there's probably some jumping and some gyration of some sort, but I didn't think you leap 5 feet onto the viewer. Of course, that's going to cause some issues. So I'm not really sure what she was thinking, but what I do know is the club is getting sued. Now, they're getting sued for at least $50,000 for medical costs, pain, humiliation, and mental anguish. Okay? We could save money on the mental anguish if nobody reported this and put it in the news, but oh well. Okay, so be careful at strip clubs, I guess. Have a net above you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Hey everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Search for the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. Always nice to see you listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. And we are still booking for the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Make sure you visit my website and check that out. So another study came out this week saying vitamin C really doesn't prevent the common cold, nor does vitamin D. And I know many of us, when we get sick, I do it. As soon as I start feeling the cold come on, I rush to the vitamin C tablets. I'll try to drink some orange juice, but I'm not a real big orange juice drinker, you know, unless it's in a tequila sunrise. No, never mind. I wouldn't drink a tequila sunrise out of alcohol. Just, you know. Anyway, orange juice, I don't really like the taste. So I guess, you know, another study came out saying, look, you know, we're looking at vitamin C. It does not prevent the cold, but it may actually shorten it. They say on average, you could cut your cold by a whole half a day. You could cut your cold by a whole half a day, which is kind of significant, all right, if you take vitamin C. Now, the amount of vitamin C you have to take is kind of as close to, 1 gram. I really recommend avoiding the vitamin C tablets. I don't know how much of these tablets it takes to give you kidney stones. All right, I'd rather you get your vitamin C out of your oranges, out of your bananas, out of your potatoes. But they really found that, you know, when they looked at about 10,000 participants, comparing people who took about a gram of vitamin C to not, people still had the same number of colds. But like I said, the colds were a little bit shorter. Now, right now, the National Institute of Health recommends a daily 90 milligrams of vitamin C for men, 75 milligrams a day for women. Now, okay, why is that? If you're eating your cantaloupe and your strawberries and peppers, also peppers are good. Bell peppers are good for vitamin C, your dark green vegetables, citrus fruits, etc. You know, why wouldn't vitamin C prevent the cold, but just shorten it? My theory of it is, you know, with the way most colds are viruses, your adenovirus, your enterovirus, your rhinovirus, these things are viruses. And when these viruses attach to your respiratory tree, I don't know much about vitamin C and what it does to your respiratory mucosa. We know vitamin C helps with your bones. We know it can help with your skin. We know it helps with cartilage, muscle, absorption of iron. We know that. But in terms of preventing the attachment of the virus getting into your respiratory tree, we don't know if there's an actual mechanism that vitamin C can implement in terms of prevention of that attachment. So once a virus attaches, then it finds a host cell and then it could replicate. Once it replicates, then it replicates more and then there's more progeny and then it gets to a level that the body goes, oh, wait a second. All right, something's going on here. That could take 24 to 48 hours. Then it could take an additional 24 hours for your body to mount an appropriate immune response. By the time the body mounts that appropriate immune response, you then can start to feel it. So technically, most of us feel our cold 3 days into us actually being infected. So you running to the cupboard to get vitamin C. You running to the cupboard to get your vitamin C, or you running to the cupboard to start drinking your orange juice, you're already 3 days into it. You already have too much replication of the virus. And if the average virus lives 7 days, anywhere from 5 to 10 days, you're already at a high peak. I mean, your viral load is already at a high peak. So, you know, your immune response could include a fever, could include sneezing, cough, some myalgias, muscle aches, etc. So the vitamin C, if it does kick in by the time you take it and it shortens the cold, yeah, you may really knock off a half a day. Maybe you can knock off a full day. I've seen people knock that stuff off. That's great. But what's also interesting that many people don't realize is you could have killed the virus. The virus could be dead. You could have killed it, or the virus just naturally dies off. And you're still coughing, you're still sneezing for weeks. Bronchitis. Many bronchitises are caused by viruses, and you could be coughing for months after bronchitis. Well, it's not the virus. It's the inflammatory gook. So sometimes, and we discussed this in great detail earlier this week, so I'll quickly summarize. But, many times we'll add a steroid medication, like a nasal steroid or a Flovent, respiratory steroid to help decrease the gook to stop the cough. We don't want to just keep giving you antibiotics if we think the bacteria is dead, and antibiotics don't really handle the virus. But sometimes we'll add a little bit of steroid to help with the inflammatory gook that hasn't cleaned out. So many of you who are sick, you'll go, yeah, but I've been sick for days. That might not be the virus. That could be the extra inflammatory gook. So vitamin C, I think none of us should be deficient in it. Make sure men, you're getting your 90 milligrams. Women, you're getting your 75 milligrams. But running to the cupboard once you feel sick, of course, is not going to do much. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is a sad case. Army vet is seeking $10 million in restitution from the federal government because after he had surgery for a penis implant and circumcision, the nurse repeatedly put ice packs on his penis after surgery, but for 19 hours. After having iced his groin for 19 hours, They found his penis had suffered severe frostbite, and 5 inches of it had to be amputated. Now, we've talked about penis size at great length on the show. The average is found to be in America 5.1, so we're talking probably most of it removed. Countries vary on penis size. There was a study that was published this week talking about how, you know, men from the Republic of Congo, their average penis size is 7.1 inches, whereas people from North Korea and South Korea, their average penis size came to 3.8. Now, a lot of people are balking at the study, saying, you know, he really didn't, you know, use enough of a sample size. But the U.S. averaged 5.1 below Britain, below Germany, and way below the Republic of Congo. So if he had to have 5 inches taken out, that is huge. So apparently he had gangrene in his penis, and now he's going to require reconstructive surgery to allow him to urinate. Now, here's the thing. The reason why I bring this up is many of us apply ice incorrectly. When you sustain any sort of acute injury, whether it's a knee, ankle, back, any sort of acute swelling, we tell you to apply ice, even broken nose. We tell you to apply ice for 72 hours. Apply ice. Okay, what we forget to mention many times is you need a barrier. You cannot have ice on skin. You also apply the ice in breaks, all right, such that you don't cause frostbite to the area. I mean, if you have a nose fracture, most ENTs can't do nothing on you, nothing, until they get that swelling down. And getting the swelling down is extremely imperative because sometimes with a fractured nose, you could swell so much that you cut off blood supply to the rest of the cartilage. So you need to get that swelling down. But you can't just walk around with an ice pack taped to you for 3 days. You got to give yourself breaks. You need to make sure there's a barrier. I usually recommend ice cold water. All right. If the ice melts, that's fine. I mean, as long as it still has some sort of a bulk to it where you could strap it on. But remember, you need to do it in steps. It's extremely important. All right. Also in medical news, if you get choked up a lot, they say squeezing one of those balls or clenching your left hand, German researchers found help you get over that choking sensation that you get, like athletes right before a race. So they say if you want to prevent that type of, you know, oh, I got butterflies in my stomach, they say even if you're right-handed, squeeze a ball in your left hand and apparently helps prevent you from choking under pressure. I think that makes a lot of sense. Many of us, when we're kind of in our sympathetic stream, our flight or fright response, we got our epinephrine going, we choke less. All right. Always get your epinephrine up. You always see people kind of jump and run and, you know, like me before a show, me. You know, you gotta get your epinephrine going, your adrenaline going. And it actually prevents you from choking under pressure. Right. Lord knows we don't want me to choke on the radio show. Hell no. Hell no. This is a lot of pressure. So squeezing a ball in your left hand. Really quickly, this show, is dedicated to Donovan. We, lost Donovan this week. Absolute angel. I miss him so much. He's been with my show for at least a year. And we lost him this week. And he's up there with the angels. He's up there in heaven. And I know he's still listening. I mean, I hope he has better things to do up in heaven than listen to the show. But we miss him. And we love you, Donovan. All right, guys. Have a great rest of the weekend. And please be safe out there. Live life. It's too short. God bless.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.